the eastern harbor, there is a spit of land with rocks that form a breakwater. Nearby is the Temple of Isis, our Egyptian goddess. We climbed the steps and entered the place of worship. It is a large, open room with a wide view of the sea. Always there is a breeze. In the heat of the summer, this breeze is refreshing, but now during winter, it is just cold. I lay a small ball of incense that I had carried in my pouch at the stone feet of Isis. An attendant stepped from the shadows carrying a lantern which he used to light my offering. The steps surrounding Isis were lined with candles floating in bowls of oil. They flickered as a slave lifted a fan of ostrich feathers and began waving it over me. "O Isis," I prayed, "protect my father. Protect me. I sense there is more danger than I can see."
Cleopatra has referred a few times to Isis, our Egyptian goddess. Isis was one of the most important gods in ancient Egypt. She was known as the mother of the heavens. Isis was usually depicted as a beautiful woman wearing magnificent clothing. Often she also wore a headdress with cow horns and a sun disc, and sometimes she was shown with wings. To see a sculpture of Isis, turn to page 213. We can keep reading at the bottom of page 37 where it says, "To continue."
To continue. Neva and I left the temple to walk along the cold beach, Puzo far behind. A crowd had gathered in the sand. Entertaining them was a saloi, one of the many African snake charmers who roam the streets of Alexandria. I watched the cobra rise out of its basket, its hood flared.